Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hello, this is Rhonda Branch. I'm your guest host today, sitting in for Vicki Winterton. Our guest today is Davina Caballo. Davina is an author, and she has a new book out. So I am so excited that she has decided to come in and talk with us about her book today. Davina, welcome. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing really well. I'm excited to share about my book with you today. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. So, Davina, tell us about your story. Why did you write this book and start helping people to understand and awaken them about their life purpose?
Well, it all started out of my struggle of not knowing what my life purpose was. I was in a really poor place in my life. I was depressed, sad growing up. I came from a home where I didn't feel loved. I was disoriented. I looked at other people, you know, famous musicians, for example, that they knew what their life path was. You could see that they were clearly artists, or you could see that this person was clearly a speaker or an author. But when I was growing up, it wasn't that way for me. I actually was struggling to know what it is that I came here to do in this planet. And I luckily was following my intuition. I did a lot of searches, looking at books and tapes and spiritual programs, and I finally got the best of the best. And what is now called Reawaken Your Authentic Self, my book, Awaken and Monetize Your Life Purpose, was born out of that. And now I actually know what my life purpose was. I know I'm meant to be here as a teacher. I started having dreams about that and connections with my higher self. I started to also channel a lot of my work as an artist, as a fashion designer. I never knew that I was supposed to be a fashion designer. And all of a sudden, I started drawing, these inner pictures that I was receiving. And I was just blown away that I didn't know I had to be a teacher. I didn't know I was a fashion designer. I didn't know that I was supposed to be a performer, among other things. And so I saw my life purpose unfold, and as the title of the book mentions, Reawaken Your Authentic Self, what was happening basically is that I was awakening who I really was, and as that blossomed, my life purpose blossomed as well. And I also realized that in my dreams, I was being asked to be a teacher, and that is to those people who don't know that their life purpose is. A lot of people don't realize today that they have a tremendous disconnection with what their real life purpose is, whether it's being an artist, a teacher. Everybody has a unique life purpose. And one of my life purposes is to help those people that are disconnected to activate their real authentic life purpose by reawakening their authentic selves. So that's basically why I wrote the book.
Okay, and I want our listeners to know that Davina is also the author of The Butterfly Diet, along with her new book, Reawaken Your Authentic Self. She is a nutritionist and certified Law of Attraction life and business coach. She's also the founder of Reawaken Your Authentic Self Academy, and it is a program that helps individuals maximize their talents and life purposes to their fullest potential so they can generate an abundant lifestyle. The Academy is all about teaching people how to reawaken their authentic selves to get ahead in their personal and professional life. Boy, Davina, you keep busy.
Thanks for saying that. Well, it's really a joy to be of service. It's a joy to be doing what I'm meant to do here in the planet. And it's not really an effort. And when you're in your life path, when you're centered in what you're really supposed to do, it's really just a joy to do what it is that you're meant to do here on the planet.
Absolutely. What are the spiritual practices that you talk about in your book, and how does it help accomplish real abundance in people's lives?
Well, the book is broken down into four chapters, and I basically talk about that the basic foundation of who you really are is split into four bodies: the mental body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, and the emotional body. And when you have a strong foundation, when you activate all of these four bodies, you actually activate who you really are. And the deeper you go into these four bodies, you can channel, you can receive more of your life purpose. You're clear in what you're supposed to do. Your intuition is deeper, and you're flowing more gracefully in what you're meant to do in this planet. And so what I see here that really is that it all starts with the mental body. And when I wrote the book, I first wrote that one because it first starts with changing the mind. And once you change your mindset, you're opening the doors to the other bodies, like the emotional body, how to activate, how to understand what are the thoughts that integrate more of your positive energy, your positive emotions. And once you activate that, then you can propel more into more of the physicality of what you are and how to energize yourself and your physical body. And once you cleanse your body and once you nourish your body in accordance to the truth of what you really are, you're really activating more of your spiritual body, which is the final chapter. So that is the main foundation of what I talk about. And that is really what I talk about in the four major chapters of the book.
Okay. And then you talk about the importance of awakening the four bodies, the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies in your book in order to attract more abundance. So tell us, why is it important to activate all of these four bodies?
Well, before I answer that question, I want to talk about Jim Rohn. He was the father of the self-help industry. He said that if you want to make your life significantly better, for example, if you want to make more money with your life, it's not so much working harder on your job. It's more about working harder on yourself. Because if you're just working 9 to 5 on a job, you're just placing effort on what it is that you're doing for service. But when you're growing yourself, your mindset, and you're growing your emotional body, and you're growing more of your body temple, and you're awakening your consciousness through the spirituality of what you are, what happens is that now you can increase more of your income because you are more. And when you can offer more of yourself and you can do things in a smarter way because you're thinking bigger, right? You're using your mindset to think bigger. You have more enthusiasm. You have more energy. You have more joy. You have more love, right? That's the emotional body. You can activate greater levels of income because you have no resistance, right? And when you're activating your physical body, you're activating greater levels of more energy to, for example, get more of the things done. So that's the real importance of activating these four bodies. Because if you're focusing, again, on things that don't add any value to yourself, you can't really expand your income, your health, or whatever it is that you want to expand, or your life purpose. And it's all directly connected. And that's why it's so important to activate these four bodies.
Wow, very, very, very interesting. So why aren't people activating these four bodies correctly?
Well, what I see is there's a lot of lack of communication and clarity, and it's not coming from the divine. And I believe that there's a lot of information out there where the blind are kind of leading the blind, and people aren't really going to the source. For example, I could pick one of the four bodies, the physical body. I see a lot of books out there that are being written according to just what people consciously have heard before that aren't really in alignment with the principles of how the physical body is supposed to be taken care of. And one of the researches that I've done with the physical body is that there are actually these natural principles that are in alignment with taking care of your physical body. And what I've found out is that there have been teachings, for example, the Essene Gospel of Peace that have been written 2,000 years ago that were in direct alignment with the principles of how to take care of your body. And those principles actually didn't come directly from me. I actually channeled this information, and I had dreams that was telling me that there are certain ways on how to take care of yourself. And then I realized that the reason why people don't know exactly how to align themselves is because they're not coming from source. They're not coming from full alignment. And I have been lucky enough to have dreams and to have mental pictures and to have clairvoyant channelings of what it is that what it takes to really align the physical body. And that's just one example. But what I see here also is that people are resisting as well to go to a deeper level. And I believe that if you're asking and you're praying to really be aligned, to really have no resistance in terms of going to the really source of the truth of why it is that you're blocked, then you're allowing the universe to really help you awaken to a deeper level. So that's my answer for you.
Thank you. And what is the authentic self?
Well, to me, the authentic self is, in terms of if we're thinking about the personality, it's when the personality is in alignment with the soul, with who you really are. And so when you're in full alignment with who you are, you're really accessing, or you're really not giving any resistance to the fullness of the consciousness of what you are. And when we're born into these bodies, a portion of us, of our fullness of who we are, our authentic selves, is birthed into our bodies. And as we awaken, as we expand through the activation of these four bodies, we start to really align with more of the truth of who we are, and we start to realize more of our authentic being, which is our souls, right? So that comes from the understanding that we come into this physical world from the spiritual world, and that we are spiritual beings, and that we are vibration. And when we come into that realization, we realize that our authentic beings are coming from that spiritual world, and that we're birthing that invisible aspect of who we are into the visible, the personality. And that's the expansion and the reawakening of our authentic selves. And that really is the answer to really all of our problems, all of our lack of not knowing what our life purpose is, of what we're meant to do for our planet, our lack of joy, you know, things like that. So,
great. And how does awakening the authentic self attract abundance? I know everybody wants to know that answer.
Well, what happens, as I expand from the last answer, is that you attract more abundance the more you are in alignment. The personality is in alignment with your soul, with who you really are. The less resistance that you have when you're attracting abundance. Because when you really are who you are, you know that you're all powerful. You trust and believe that you can have whatever it is that you want, that you can attract anything to you because of the law of attraction. You attract that which what you focus on, right? And when you are who you are, when you're having those positive thoughts of, I can do this, and I am in a place of joy, I am enjoying myself in this moment, you're thinking of all of those positive thoughts without the resistance, right? The resistance would be the negative thoughts. Things like, I can't do this, I'm not good enough to deserve this, right? Those are the resistance, right? That's the resistance. But when you're in full alignment, when you're growing and expanding more of who you are, then you can attract more abundance in your life. And there's something else that I want to say, because it's not only about just attracting money. Money is very, very important. And I really do believe that everybody can be rich. And what I want to say here is that a lot of people do things just to get the money. And my work is about is, why not get the money, but also be in alignment with your life purpose and let that be the way to attract your money? It's almost like that saying, right? Do what you love and the money will follow. And so I really want to encourage here and to really inspire you to believe and have faith that your life purpose is the key to attracting your abundance. That there is no question that the universe will attract to you all of the abundance that you need when you're in perfect alignment with your life purpose, when you're flowing into what you're really meant to do in this life. That's really the easiest and the most enjoyable way to attract abundance into your life.
You mentioned the statistic that 98% of the population ends up dead or dead broke by the age of 65. Why do you think that is, and how is it that your book can change that?
Well, a lot of it has to do with mindset, and it's really unfortunate that that's the statistic. And what I really see is that one of the mindsets that I teach is targeting your focus. Where is your focus going? And when you really start to target, this is goal setting, but I talk about it as targeting because I'm a Sagittarius. I was born December 7th. And what Sagittariuses do is they have bow and arrows, and they're the kings and queens of targeting and keeping that focus, right? And getting your bow and arrow and targeting what it is that you need to target and being completely focused and present and setting that laser beam intention to your target. And what a lot of people don't understand is that their focus on their goals, whatever it is that they're trying to do and achieve, doesn't have that laser beam target. So what I teach really is to have that bow and arrow and really target and laser target what your goals are, and keep that target until you hit the target. And so it's really a really simple answer. I could elaborate more, but that's really the foundation. It's having your goals where you're going instead of having no goals. And really having no goals and having scattered energy is really no target. It really is a target with no target at all, you know. So basically, it's so important that if you want to have a great income at 65 or 85 or 95 at old age, to have that target, to get your bow and arrow out every single day and target what it is that you want and keep at it and make sure that you visualize it as a target, because we are like focusing mechanisms. And once we embrace that we are focusing mechanisms, that we can start embracing the power of goal setting and focusing in that way. So,
great. So, Davina, when did you start writing?
Well, I started writing. I never knew that I was going to write, be an author of two books. I never knew this was going to happen to me. I just was intuitively, I wanted to know who I was. I didn't know who I was. I was in a spiritual journey. I was doing every yoga retreat, meditation, shamanic ceremony, seminar to try and find myself. And all of a sudden, as I expanded who I really was and raised my vibration and expanded my four bodies, I started to realize that I was having these dreams. I was getting that I was supposed to write this book called Reawaken Your Authentic Self. I started dreaming that I had to write it, and all of a sudden, I got on my computer, and it was very clear. It was almost like channeling. I didn't really have to think about the book. The book was already written, and I started writing, and it was very effortless to write this book because I knew this inside and out already. I was already ready to write it. And that's how really it unfolded for me. That's how I really started to write this book.
And what challenges have you faced with your writing?
Gosh, the challenges that I really faced was lack of information. I actually published my book twice. This is the second version of Reawaken Your Authentic Self. And the first version, I didn't know too much about publishing, and I also didn't have ideas like, you know, get a really good editor, things like that. So when I did publish my first book, I also was still in the process of growing a lot. So I had to republish the book all over again. But I really believe that everything is happening for us, not to us. So I really see any of those challenges that I had in the past as just learning, you know, things that I had to learn.
What a great experience for you. What impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
Really, my mission is to have somebody read my book and finally know why they're here on the planet, finally be fulfilled in their journey here on the planet, and really finally just be in their power. They're finally just flowing. They're finally just unfolding their true path. And even if they know their life purpose, for those people who know their life purpose, I want to be that person for them where I can fine-tune a deeper level of their life purpose, a deeper level of the flow of what they're meant to do in this planet, and really just somebody that can smile better. That's really my purpose for the book.
Wonderful. Davina, any last thoughts you'd like to tell our listening audience about your book or about your academy?
Yeah, I really believe that there's no accidents. If you're listening to this, I really believe that here's something for you. I am here to be of service to you as deeply as I can. If you feel called to read my book, great. If you want to talk to me, email me. You can reach me through my academy at Reawaken Your Authentic Self. I am here for you, and I deeply love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So you've heard how you can connect with Davina. And Davina, tell us the name of your book one more time and give us your website.
Sure. The name of my book is called Reawaken Your Authentic Self. That's Reawaken Your Authentic Self. And the subtitle is Awaken and Monetize the Deepest Potential of Your Life Purpose. The website is similar. It's called reawakenyourauthenticself.com. And you can reach me there as well.
Thank you so much for being such a great guest and empowering us all today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're quite welcome. And I want to thank our audience for joining us today. And if you would like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, go to getei.com. And everybody, have a wonderful week. And as Davina said, go out and get your abundance. Claim it.